We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hong Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
We thank you for joining us this week for another edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. And again, we thank our presenting sponsor. These podcasts made possible by Hum Kombucha. Fizzy, delicious, and made with antioxidants, probiotics, and all organic ingredients. Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. It's hard for me to believe that our guest, Stephen Thompson Jr., we may refer to him as Stevie the rest of the way, although that's what we call his dad, too. So it's been a little bit confusing along the way. But, Stevie, it's hard for me to believe we're sitting down and doing this for your senior year. I don't know what's going through your mind when you think about that, but it's gone by pretty fast, I would think.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely gone by very, very fast. To be here in my fourth year already, it feels like just yesterday I was just a freshman, just getting used to everything. It's definitely gone by fast.
You know, nutshell, Stevie, I know this would take the rest of our time together, but from the time arriving as a freshman to where you are now, getting ready for your senior year here, can you sum up the experience and some of the things that have really been satisfying, gratifying, interesting to you, some of the challenges over these last 4 years that have, you know, helped you grow as a person?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely been a positive growing experience, my time here at Oregon State, and I'm The main thing that I'm happy about that's really happened is the support from the Beaver Nation fans and everything. They're always supportive. Show up every game, no matter if we've had a tough season while I was here, and we've had a season where we made the tournament. So, the highs and lows and getting constant support from the communities is really special.
What about relationships? Guys you played with that have moved on, graduated. I mean, here you are now, a senior. Do you feel really old? And then the relationships from some guys that were here when you were a freshman.
Oh, yeah. The relationships that you gain in your college experience are really the ones that really last for the longest after your time in college. And just building those with teammates that have come before me and that played with freshman year, sophomore year, and even the younger teammates that we just have now. Just being able to build those relationships for the future is special.
How different are you from when you first got here?
I think the biggest difference probably comes more of a physical standpoint. I came in weighing like 150 something pounds, and I got up above 180, around 182, 183 now. So just physical standpoint, probably the biggest difference, putting on 30 pounds. And then probably from a mental standpoint, just becoming more of an adult, learning how to do adult type things. Sophomore year and junior year, I lived by myself in an apartment. So being able to you know, go out, get food for yourself, provide for yourself, get groceries, pay bills, things like that, help you mature as a man growing up.
Did it help or perhaps hinder your growth as all away from basketball, the apartment stuff, relationship building, deep water with friends or good stuff? Did it help or hinder to have your dad around? Because sometimes when you go away and there is no connection with family, you're forced to learn some things. Yeah. Did that change it at all?
I don't think it really changed it. And coming with any of those types of problems, I tried to maintain the full college experience and try to handle it on my own or use the resources within the university and things like that. Mm. So just trying to handle things on my own in order to make everything more of a learning experience. Really has been beneficial. But you know, there maybe have been times sometimes where I go to my parents for help because they're here. So being able to have them close has helped me.
Mm. We've talked to Coach Tinkle about the challenges of coaching his own son. Your dad is coaching two of his sons here, both you and Ethan. What's that been like, Stevie? I mean, have there been times when it's been not what you expected, or a little bit like, Dad, what are you know, where you got to talk to him quietly later, just in a family setting, about how things are going? Because basketball can be a long, challenging thing for everybody. How has that whole dynamic played out? Is it sort of what you were expecting, or have there been some surprises along the way?
No, it's sort of what I had in mind coming in. Usually when I go hang out with my dad and my parents and my brother and stuff like that away from campus or over at their house, like we don't even really talk about basketball as much as someone would think. But being able to have that relationship and being able to live out that dream, like when me and my brother were growing up, we always dreamed of being able to play for him at the Division I level. And just having that be able to come true is definitely something that we'll never forget in our lives, and not something everybody gets to have growing up.
Well, we're glad that you have visited Corvallis back in the day during the recruiting process. And, John, that's my clever way of getting to another sponsor that makes these podcasts and conversations possible.
Experience Beaver Game Day fun, live in Corvallis, and extend your stay to take in all the Willamette Valley has to offer. Visit Corvallis. Come for the game and stay to play. A fine sponsor of this podcast. So what if you wanted to go on a date? Did all the family thing get in the way of that? Could you find some privacy in that respect?
Oh yeah, definitely could find privacy in that. I mean, I've never gone out anywhere in Corvallis and not expected to see my dad or my mom there and saw them there. So usually my dad is at home most of the time that he's not on campus or on the court.
Yeah,
he's always at home watching a movie or something. So never seen him out unexpectedly.
How good was your dad as you guys were growing up when you'd play basketball in the driveway or at the park or in the gym? I mean, I still look at him. He's in such great shape. It looks like he could still play right now. What was it like growing up with him in your basketball life?
Oh, yeah. He was very, very hard to play against when we were coming up, growing up. It took us a long time to even be able to beat him in one-on-one, just one time.
Can you now?
Oh, now I can. Now I can. I can say I can now. Okay. But it took a while. He's a very, very good player. He's always stayed in shape. Every day he gets a long run in and lifts. He maintains a good shape. And me and my brother would have to like play two-on-one, me and Ethan against him, in order to almost have a chance.
And did you know of his greatness from what he accomplished, or was he just dad's really good at basketball, and then somebody at school, like, I don't know, junior high, might have said, you know, your dad played? I mean, how much did you know as a kid growing up?
Yeah, definitely as a kid, we knew. just going around as for our youth basketball games, youth basketball tournaments, or just going around like to the mall or somewhere in the city, just people would come up and be like, and know who he was and talk to him, and he would always know people through basketball. And I'm like, oh, we can't really go a lot of places without somebody recognizing him from his Crenshaw days, Syracuse days. Mm. And just that over and over again, you begin to realize that he was a great player. And then we would go back and we would watch old tapes of his games, high school games, college games. And we knew from a young age.
I hope you got on him about those short shorts that we had.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We always talk about the short shorts and a couple of his haircuts that he had back then, too.
We're visiting with Stevie Thompson, Jr., brought to you in part by the Heat Pump Store, your local ductless heating and cooling experts. Join the ductless revolution. Your mom, Amy, also a tremendous athlete. So, I mean, tell me about her competitiveness and athletic ability and whether, you know, you saw some of that, too, as you were growing up.
My mom always athletic as well. She does good to stay in shape nowadays, too. Great Division I collegiate level volleyball player. She always wanted to get me and Ethan into volleyball. I never really got into it from any like organized team way, but my brother, I think, ended up playing a year or two in middle school, and she was really happy about that.
Did your dad fight that idea, or did he know? I mean, volleyball was Wilt Chamberlain's best sport and favorite sport. Were you aware of that? And so were you cool? I mean, was he cool? If you wanted to play, it would have been okay?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He was always supportive of any sport we wanted to play. Even when we played tackle football, I played for a couple years in middle school. I think my brother played for 3 years in middle school. Even then, like my mom was more hesitant of not wanting us to play, but my dad was fully supportive of it. He even wanted us to play because he thought it would probably build more toughness in a basketball perspective, being able to endure contact like that. So he's always been supportive of it.
Stevie Thompson, Jr., joining us here on this week's podcast. Being a Beaver has its perks. Oregon State University graduates are already qualified for a scholarship towards earning their OSU MBA in Portland, Bend, Corvallis, or online. Flexible and customized options will help advance your career trajectory. Visit mba.oregonstate.edu/beavers today.
And I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, being a Beaver, getting a degree from here has its perks, as you just talked about. We thank the OSU College of Business for their support. Stevie, what about the educational piece here? I saw you with a number of student athletes at the recent first annual Sports Career Symposium the other day. You took time away from a very demanding schedule to attend that. What was that like? What did you get out of it? And just sort of, when you say sports career, what does that encompass for you?
First of all, I think the symposium was a great experience for all the student athletes that went. Everybody said that they learned a lot, they gained a lot from it, going through mock interviews and having their questions answered to a panel of professionals. And for me, having a career in the sports world after playing basketball, I've always been interested in getting into sports broadcasting, doing something like you guys do. Getting into that has always been an interest of mine growing up. So when I came to Oregon State, I studied digital media communication. So just trying to gain more in that background.
Do you have a hard time speaking in front of people?
Not really. Not at all. I don't have a hard time speaking in front of people. And then speaking in front of a camera would be much, much, much easier for me. So I have no problem with that.
What about Stevie? Is there anyone in the profession growing up in L.A. or watching the national media that you've liked? You say that analyst or that person, I like that. You know, I mean, you admire the way they go about it on the, you know, inside the NBA shows or college basketball analysts. Anybody ever grabbed your attention?
Oh yeah, there's a few.
John Warren.
Yeah. Of course, you guys. Definitely.
Present company excluded. Yeah. So anyway, a few.
Growing up, watching college basketball games. First of all, Dick Vitale. Just watching the games and then listening to him talk about the games was always very, very interesting to me. The passion and the energy he brought along with. The famous sayings that everybody would go on and say. It was always like a dream of mine to play a game that he was broadcasting. Yeah. That had always been a dream of mine. And then, like, watching the NBA, like, in high school and, like, now, listening to Jeff Van Gundy when he does a game. First of all, he's very, seems like a very funny guy. Yeah. And he always knows how to put his opinion in on certain topics throughout the game. And most of the time, I'm fully agreeing with what he's saying. So just that type of stuff's caught my ear, so... Those two are the main ones that have stuck out.
I got to follow up with, you've played in games that Bill Walton has called. Yeah. Now, I don't know if that's a dream come true for you or not, la Dick Vitale. I bet Dickie V called games your dad was in,
yes,
right?
Definitely.
Now, but what about Bill for you? Do you ever go back and listen, and what do you make of his approach?
Oh, yeah, I love when Bill Walton does our games. He's a very, very fun guy to talk to before the games when he's gathering information and things like that. And just... how he's himself and presents what he sees out there and what comes to mind. I've always admired that as well, being in the Pac-12. And then going back to Dick Vitale doing my dad's games, I'm pretty sure my dad always tells me this, and other people have told me this, that that's how the nickname Stevie came along. Like, he was the one that started calling my dad Stevie on air and stuff like that. So everybody that was watching the games would know him as Stevie Thompson and start calling him Stevie, and then it just got passed down to me being named after him.
I didn't know that, John.
Yeah.
Did you?
No, that's new information, and I can totally see it. You know, oh, Stevie! Lamar Hurd, somebody you might want to saddle up to, because I remember doing a game just like I'm doing now where I fill in for Mike. We were in Cookeville, Tennessee, and I did a pregame interview, and Lamar said, yeah, I really want to get into what you're doing. All these years later, here he is working for the Blazers.
Definitely. I've had the privilege of talking to Lamar on a few different occasions when he comes back to campus, or when he was emceeing at our tip-off dinner. Very, very great guy, and he's very, very good at what he does, and that's something I want to get into.
Well, let's close things up. We haven't talked, and we won't talk any real hard basketball per se, but Stevie, seeing you, I hadn't seen you a lot going to Omaha, coming back, Corvallis night season for me and busyness. When I saw you, I thought, wow. When you talk about the 30 pounds you've added since you've been here, you're carrying it really well. You look like you're in great shape. Tell us a little bit about your off-season program, the kind of shape you feel you're in, and then maybe just what your excitement level is for this team this year.
From a fitness perspective, when we going back home for a couple of weeks, one of the main things that I was working on was conditioning and being able to sustain a fast tempo for a long period of time. And then even coming back here with the team, with the Coach Macy, strength coach, and everybody working on conditioning as well as the weights and the lifting. Just getting stronger and working on conditioning has been the main focuses.
And you look great. Now, what about, this will be the last thing, Doc, unless there's anything else you want to follow up with.
I'm just wondering, when you're far, far away from basketball, whatever time of year that is, do you try to shoot at least once a day or once every other day?
Oh, yeah. During the off season, or probably like right after the season's over, I tried to like get away from like on-court stuff for a little bit, and then probably at least five or six times a week, I'll get shots up, get very different variation of shots, and then always finish with a certain amount of spot shots from the three and things like that.
So in your own game, your brother Ethan back for a second year, six players: Kyler Kelly, Warren Washington, Jack Wilson, Antoine Vernon, Kai Blazer, Jordan Campbell, some new faces, but some familiar faces returning: yourself, Ethan, Big G, Trace, Alfred Hollins, Zach Reichel. What are your thoughts, Stevie, about that whole group, the work you guys have put in, and just what might be out there for you guys this year?
I think the returning guys compliment the guys coming in very well. I think the guys coming in bring a lot of size and athleticism, which is something that we need. A lot of those guys play above the rim and can run up and down the court for us, block a lot of shots and things like that. And then the returning guys, we're all really high-skilled guys, versatile guys, especially on the offensive end of the floor, being able to shoot and score the ball and things like that. So I think those two aspects of the game should come across really well for us.
It's gone by so fast, Stephen, but thanks for taking time for us. We'll do it again down the road later in the season. It's good to see you again. Thanks for taking time this week.
Oh, yes, definitely. Thanks for having me.
Time stops for no one, man. Great job, and it's been fun working with you all these years.
The Beaver Sports Podcast has been powered by Learfield and presented by Hum Kombucha. We'll do it again next week. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.